Welcome to Define Your Path with Doc V, bringing you real talk with global thought leaders to inspire hearts and minds for sustainable breakthroughs and profitability for your life and business. Here's your host, Doc V.
Hi, I'm Dr. Virginia LeBlanc, also known as Doc V, the Pivot Maestro. Welcome to the Define Your Path podcast for those seeking to define their own path into purposed entrepreneurship. This is a show about transforming perspectives, as well as inspiring and motivating you to think without a box by exposing you to global thought leaders, change agents, and legacy builders across industries, like my guest today, on how they successfully define their path in life and business to profitability and sustainable wins. At Defining Paths, we operate in true transparency and love to help you navigate the waters of your life and put you back in business. And Define Your Path podcast is no different, folks. It all starts in the mind. Will you be the captain or the crew is the question. And my guest today is going to be here to help you answer that question. Today's spotlight is with Janine Rivers. I am so happy to have Janine here. Let me tell you a little bit about her before we bring her on into the spotlight. Janine is a visionary and global business connector. As founder and CEO of Illuminate Your Dreams, she walks with women during their darkest moments, all while leading them to the light of their dreams. Janine encourages women to build a more comprehensive strategy for their future that will ignite their vision and voice with the world. She focuses on providing a safe place that promotes community, connection, compassion, and healthy mental well-being. As an author, speaker, professional vocalist, and emotional CPR practitioner, Janine uses her voice and lived experience to fight in the war on suicide and the stigma associated with mental health challenges. Janine, welcome to the show, sis.
Well, thank you for having me, Dr. V. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. V.
Absolutely. I am so excited to hear your story, to just learn how you faced your fears, to love the skin you're in and pivot into pursuing your passion and soul purpose, because you, like me, we're jewels of many trades. So I'm going to love for the audience to hear just how all that has come together and what you're doing now. So in our podcast, we keep it simple. So we only ask you two questions and then we just riff from there. So the first question is, how have you defined your path? And the second is, how have you helped others define theirs? So Janine, the spotlight is yours.
Thank you. I defined my path. That was something that was very simple and very easy because it was in me as a child. At a very early age, I can remember back as far as 3 years old, I knew who I was and I knew who I wanted to be. And so I knew that my path was going to be musical. And I knew that I was born to sing and put a perpetual smile on people's faces.
And you do that.
Thank you. So as an example of that, you know, I love to sing as a child. And I loved to sing to the neighborhood kids because my mom was a professional babysitter. I mean, everyone came to our home in the neighborhood and I would sing. And I would sing and I knew how it felt when I sang. And I knew the love that I felt from those that were sitting in front of me. So I knew at a very early age that it was meant for me to bring happiness into people's lives. Mm-hmm. And as I've gotten older, that dream, I like to say, that mission in my life has been so strong because, you know, as a child and when life happens, there's always those different events in life that takes that childlike spirit from you, because life happens, right? You go through many different hills and valleys, and I definitely went through mine. But in the back of my mind, I always remembered how it felt as a child. And so because of the hills and valleys that I have gone through emotionally, mentally, physically, and health-wise, when I was at my lowest and my darkest point, I remembered what that felt like.
Mm.
And now that I continue to rise like a phoenix and come out of the different adversities in my life, mm-hmm. I think about the people, the women in life who maybe really never have gotten to know what it's like to feel that happiness, that innate feeling of just being, knowing who you are. And so when you're stuck in that dark, I always say abyss,
mm-hmm.
I want you to know that there's always a dim light there that's shining, no matter where you are. It's always there. And I want to help you find it. Mm-hmm. And I want to share my experience. I want to share my story. I want you to find your joy. So that's how I define my path. My path in life is to help people find their light. And I want them to do more than shine, which is why I call my business Illuminate Your Dreams. Came to me in the middle of the night, and I know that the Lord gave it to me.
Mm.
I mean, that word, illuminate, it's yes. not a word that people think of every day.
Right.
And I said, illuminate your dreams. For me, a dream deferred is always a dream alive. And people mm-hmm. think, well, you know, when I was younger, I wanted to do this. Or yeah. I wish I could do this. Well, why can't you? You can.
Exactly.
So I want you to get to that light. I want you to shine, but I want you to do more than shine. I want you to shine so bright that you just illuminate.
Yes. And I love
you. You illuminate and you light up the world with your presence as soon as you walk into a room. So that's how I define my path.
Mm, beautiful. That's that shine unapologetically light.
Oh, I like that. Yes.
So you said so much there with, you know, you were fortunate young to be able to know what you would do or become or wanted to become and held on to that dream. So like all of life's noise and life happening and just, you know, the survival mode that most of us find ourselves in and live in most of our lives, if we ever get out of it, you know, how did you keep on task or keep that path in your mind to know that that was your sole purpose? How did you not get directed to, or were you directed to, other avenues? Because, you know, our education system, our social cultural, you know, programming and what have you, it directs us on all of these different paths that oftentimes is not our sole purpose.
That is a very good question. For me, what made me hold on to that is, number one, remembering what it felt like, mm-hmm. and then also knowing what it felt like and what it feels like when it's taken from you.
Ooh, yes.
So there was a, I love how you talk about a box.
Mm-hmm.
A box, okay. A paperboard box, this little box, I lived in that box majority of my life. And mm-hmm. if you think about it, when you're in that box, you only know one thing because only so many things can fit in a box. Only so many people, only so many ideas. It's very limited in a box.
Yes.
And I had all of my music, I want to say, it was taken from me in a sense that when my parents decided to join a religious denomination, they didn't look at my musical talent as important. So when that happened, it was taken from me and I died inside. And I always knew, I'm like, you know, this, something is not right about this. But being told that it's worldly or it's not something that you should do, mm-hmm. And having it taken from you and being told, you know, as you grow up, well, you have to stay in this box.
Mm-hmm.
But these people. So I knew, your question is, how did I stay on that path?
Yes.
That dream just always stayed before me. I missed singing. I missed that feeling of entertaining people. I missed the feeling of putting a true happy smile on people's faces. with the truth of joy. You can put a smile on someone's face. You can tell them a joke. You can make them laugh. But to be able to give someone a lasting smile, a smile that comes from inside, a smile that you know comes from hope, from possibilities, from aha moments.
Yes.
That come from like, oh, thank you. I needed that. So I held on to that. I held on to that. And there was, you know, a time in life where I just gave up. I'm a suicide attempt survivor. And so this is what really, really, really helped me hold on to it. When I tried to take my own life by suicide, I remember the doctor saying to me when I was in the hospital and after being in a coma for 1 week, the doctor said, if we had found you 15 minutes later, you would be dead. And I began, I'm like, okay, I didn't get it then. And then as time went on, I had health issues. I had multiple situations where I had blood clots in my lungs, 21, where I couldn't breathe, where I should have been dead. Okay. Mm-hmm. I still didn't get it. I got it. I'm like, Lord, why do you, I've been near death so many times and you keep me. Okay. And then the last time when I had my heart surgeries, I had a IVC filter hanging on the right chamber of my heart. For 6 months, it was there. I should be dead. Doc V, I'm still here. Girl. And then I said to myself, and it was at that point, you know, I spent most of my life, 20 years as a banking business professional and then a professional musician. Then I couldn't sing because I was sick. And then it was at that moment I said, okay, who survives having an IVC filter hanging in the right chamber of their heart and it sits there for 6 months and builds up calcium? You have 5 surgeries in 2 months and you live to tell it. I said, okay, I get it now. I get it. I get it that even when I didn't want to hold on, you said, nope. And then you made me live the rest of my life and deal with the same issues that took me to that point of wanting to take my life and help me overcome. And then finally, it's like, okay. And so I think about those things.
Yes.
And then I think about women who, I'm quite sure that I'm not the only person in the world that has gone through all these things. And I think about the women and the women I run into that just have given up, Dr. V. They go, there's no way, I'm too old. No, you're not, because I'm not any different than you. I'm not any more, I'm not special, extra special. You know, if I survived it, you can too. And so that just makes me, I just, every time I just, you know, want to feel like, oh, just forget it and just fall, gravity keeps me up and I keep pushing. I'm not saying it's easy, but I just keep pushing. I'm like, okay, I'm here for a reason. After all these years, I'm 58 years old. My journey has not been easy and I'm still here. And so I'm just still pushing.
Janine. Girl, look.
I'm pushing. I'm
you
here.
Know, I knew you had a story because I could tell by the light that emanates from you, you know, and just, but I had no idea what you've overcome, still holding on to that dream.
I have to. And I have a 35-year-old daughter and she has lived life with me and she could tell you some stories. And she, every year, my favorite gift from her is a card. Mm-hmm. I tell her, don't buy me anything, but I save all her cards. Mm-hmm. And every year, every birthday, every Mother's Day, when I get a card from her, I'm amazed at how she always finds something new to put in the card. Mm-hmm. And it's always from deep in the heart. Yeah. And the message is always, Mom, you are true testament to God's glory, because she said, I was planning your funeral. Wow. And this all happened in 2016. And here we are in 2022. Mm-hmm. And you are here. And then she said, and look at all of the amazing things that have happened to you since you've been sick. She goes, God, his hands is all over you, Mama. And I thank you for fighting and for showing me what it means to have walk in faith and to be strong. I can't just give up. What would I be teaching her?
Right. Girl, oh my goodness.
Yeah, I can't, Dr. V, I can't.
You know, you have such a powerful and beautiful testimony. You know, and this is what the show is about. It's about people who have overcome, everyday, ordinary people. You don't have to be a star, you know, or, you know, just doing these crazy things, you know, like these huge things on a large scale, you know, and your story, by you sharing your story, is going to move the masses. You know, that's what it's about, doing what you can do in your part of the world, in your corner, you know, just sharing your story so that others can break free, you know, of their limiting beliefs or whatever is holding them back, you know. And look, you have redefined your life, what, countless times. You're now an entrepreneur, you know, who, you know, is just changing lives, you know, by sharing your story, as well as, you know, just the program you've developed. So, girl, there's so much we could stay on your, how you define your path all day.
It's a bumpy one.
Oh my goodness, lady. You know, and you just give so much hope and light. So I imagine, I'm sure you bring that to your clients in your program. Tell us about, what is it that you do? You share the name of your business, but how do you, what does that look like? How do you manifest that in your clients?
Well, illuminate your dreams. In every child has a dream. I mean, when you're playing and you have your little nurse's box, mm-hmm. you know, those, how all of those are developed. And I want you to know that, first of all, you don't need to stay in that dark spot. So I need for you to have a mind shift. I need for you to change your mindset. And that book, that starts with the power of the words that you choose, the power of the words that you are going to use to define your life. I can't. There is no such thing as I can't. Yes. You can. And just, you know, working with them, getting them to take time to pause, mm-hmm. and to heal, mm-hmm. pause, think, reflect, go back and sometimes you have to go ahead and you have to relive the things in your life that have caused you so much pain. So I always like to begin. I want you to journal and I want you to reflect. So I don't want you just to journal. I want you to learn how to, when you journal, mm-hmm. reflect on what you've just journaled about, and then write down what you want to do to change that emotion. I want you to pay attention to those emotions that you're feeling mm-hmm. when you are journaling and you reflect. And then let's talk, okay, what are you feeling right now? And then once you figure that, what you're feeling, that emotion, what can you do to change it? What do we need to do? What mirror work do you need mm-hmm. to have? What affirmation? You know, it's really wonderful reading other people's affirmations. They're amazing. Yes. But what is it like if you were to just write your own personal, unique affirmations, the I am statements? Mm-hmm. You know, I still have bad days. And when I do, literally, I get in the mirror and I go, girl, you sure are beautiful today, Janine. I am beautiful. I am amazing. You know, I want them to reprogram their mind and to have that mind shift. Mm-hmm. And then once you begin feeling and knowing how amazing you are, then you're ready to pick up that backpack and climb that mountain. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I'd be afraid of the lions, tigers, and bears along the way. So that's what I really start with, is the mindset and the mind shift by giving you the homework to first start working on yourself. That's the first big step.
Yes. Yes. Beautiful. And something you just said there took me back to the first question, which is kind of part of both. It sounds like also that you are telling people to what I call embrace their fear.
Yes.
To make it their ally. You know, once you embrace it, it starts to become your ally, because it sounds like that's also how you remembered going through everything you went through. That's how you remembered your first love, your soul purpose, your calling to sing or perform. So not to be afraid of the feelings, because those feelings, those emotions is what's going to help you get clear on and identify, you know, the path you should be on, or, you know, to get to your soul purpose. Is that?
Yes, that is true. Because, you know, one thing that we have to remember, and I do believe this is true for everyone, even though we know as a child who we want to be, and we remember that great feeling, we also remember the people that caused us the trauma in our lives. We also remember those feelings. And even at 58 years old, I still have people in my life that I see often in my family that caused some of that pain. And so those triggers, those little triggers are always around you. And you know what?
Always.
I smile at those triggers. I used to dread them. I go, trigger, what's going on? And I deal with it. And I embrace it. And I embrace that person. Yes. I embrace that person. Or else if you don't, you'll never get anywhere.
You won't. You know, you'll just be in that paralyzed state, and or constantly, what's the saying, analysis paralysis, you know, and
And I was paralyzed for years, you know, but it's not easy not to be. You know, I'm talking and I'm encouraging everyone, and I'm a work in process. I don't have it all figured out, but I do believe that what makes me an expert at what I do is because I'm willing to tell you, I'm still having this problem, and these are the things that I'm doing, and I'm sharing with you my tips, tools, and my strategies that I still have for all these years have to use.
Right, right. You know, and that's important for people to realize. You know, so many folks who have that feeling or that calling to, say, pursue the entrepreneurial path, but they're afraid to jump into that because of whatever fears or imposter syndrome, or, you know, all of those false messaging that and programming that you hear others telling you, or that's just playing on real in your mind, right?
Right.
You know, and it's so sad that, you know, we have to have, in most cases, which in mine, I'll, you know, willingly raise my hand, life events that literally cause you to pivot. And they're usually traumatic life events.
Yes. Yes. You know? Yes. Yes.
Yeah. That cause you to pivot and just start to really process and prioritize and decide to come out of that box you've been in, wake up to the box, you know, and come out of that thing, because it's suffocating you. We're drowning. And literally, you know, when in one of my last experiences with that, I literally felt like my soul was being smothered, like the life was being just suffocated out of me.
Mm-hmm. I know that feeling. Like you can't breathe. You just can't breathe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it manifests in your body in all sorts of ways. So, you know, it's beautiful what you're doing. And just, girl, just you are an overcomer. You are more than a conqueror. And I love what you're doing, how you're showing up in the world, how you are not leaving folks with any excuses, and certainly not yourself. It's just a beautiful thing. And, you know, we could keep talking and talking. You know, I just so appreciate you taking time to be vulnerable. You know, to share your story, because like I said at the top, we operate in true transparency and love. And, you know, my guests that I'm bringing to the table to have these conversations, you know, they are just putting it all out there, and it's changing lives. So I just want to thank you. I want to thank you for what you're doing, for being here today, for being our spotlight.
Thank you so much. It's an honor. Thank you so much.
Yes, being the beautiful you. And before I remind folks about, or we remind folks about how to connect with you, do leave us with whatever thoughts that are on your heart. You know, if you want to leave the audience with an advice or a saying, whatever you feel, Janine.
Oh, thank you so much. I don't want anyone to ever feel that they are not enough, because you are a different type of enough. Mm. The enough that we are is not going to be the same as everyone else's enough.
Yes.
You are enough. Your enough is sparkling and illuminating, different than everyone else's that you will encounter. And this is why we need you to illuminate, mm-hmm. so that we can be encouraged by your amazing spirit. Yes. Keep pushing and keep illuminating.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Janine, thank you so much for being our spotlight today. Audience, I want you guys to follow Janine on social media, check her out, see what she's up to. Reach out to her, connect. Please tell them, what's the best way to get to you, Janine?
I would love for everyone to, first of all, you can email me, Janine@illuminateyourdreams.com. But I would love for you to go to my website. And I have a free gift that is there for you. And it's My Journey to Self-Love. And I want you to just get a little sample of my journey that has taken me to learn who I am and to love myself a little bit more than I used to.
Yes, girl, you look, I need to have you on the cover of my book, Love the Skin You're In. I love it, sis. I love it, folks. And you will be able to connect with Janine Rivers, read her full bio again, connect with her from our Define Your Path podcast platform. Do connect. And folks, be sure as always to visit our virtual home to see what we're up to at Defining Paths. And it's Defining Paths with an S, P-A-T-H-S dot online. Come and be a part of our family. We'd love to help to be here for you, to help you, to support you, whatever you need. It's all about you, and we're putting you back in business. I'm Doc V, the Pivot Maestro, and always your corner woman. Be true to you, folks, and define your path. We'll see you on our next episode. Thanks for watching. Thanks for being here again, Janine.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Define Your Path with Doc V. To learn how to see with true vision and define your path, visit definingpaths.online/true-vision.